Ah, I'm waiting for you. Greetings, my friend. Welcome to the waterhole, Die Watergat. My name is Peter Warren, and as per usual, we're going to spend some good golden quality time together around the Word of God today. We are in a series of Christian living today, and this is part four of you and me living in resurrection power as sons and daughters of the Most High God, ready, willing, and able to face anything that would come against us. Before we get into today's topic, let's just open in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you that you have given us through our faith in Jesus Christ, you have given us the right to become children of God. We thank you for that awesome truth of adoption into your family, an adoption that will never be overturned or removed. We ask, Lord, as we deal today, we look a bit further in at the spirit of orphanhood versus the spirit of sonship. Lord, would you help us to unlearn what we need to unlearn? And would you tell us the truth and establish us in it? For your name's sake, in Jesus' name we ask. And by faith, Lord, even now, we thank you for what you're doing and going to do. Amen. As I've already said, living as a child of God, part four, sons, not orphans. This is part two of that thought. Now, we saw in part one that we are to seek God with all that we have. Our body, our soul, and our spirit, our time, our thoughts, our emotions, that we may know we are living in His favor as true children of God, not just talking the talk, but also walking the walk, assured that we are no longer orphans, working to achieve something we already have, God's favor. The sonship spirit has learned that all that the Father has is ours as well. And we share in Christ's inheritance as co-heirs with Him. That's astounding. We no longer have to work to obtain what we already have, belonging. We no longer need to strive and perform to get where we already are in the family of God. We saw in the first part that our biggest lesson is that we need to learn to just rest in God and receive from Him without having to work and perform and earn every little scrap from His table. Sonship is the primary thing that Christ came to model for us, that we might be sons and daughters. Be a child of God as He is, that we might emulate Him. Sonship is the most intimate relationship possible, that when it is grasped as truth and it is lived out, it will lead the bride, the believer, you and me, to move out from her passive state into the glory that God has for her. We look in the Passion Translation at Galatians 3, verse 16. Remember the royal proclamation God spoke over Abraham and to Abraham's child? God said that his promises were made to pass on to Abraham's child, not children. And who is this child? It's the son of promise, Jesus, the anointed Messiah. Galatians 3:26 and 29 in the Passion Translation gives us a further level of truth. It reads as follows. You have all become true children of God by the faith of Jesus, the Anointed One. And since you've been united to Jesus, the Messiah, you are now Abraham's child and inherit all the promises of the kingdom realm. Come on. Now, as you know, we live in a world of self-made success, and it can kill us, and often does kill many of us. Many of us can accept belonging to a group called Christians, but we struggle to live in the revelation that even in our earthly flesh body, God is our Father. We are His Son, His daughter. When we finally embrace this revelation of sonship truth, when we get it, all our trappings of success and security will fall away, and all our fears will fall away, and our faith would rise in the revelation that our daddy will take care of us, that our daddy is not an absent father or a non-providing father. He's not an abusive father or a controlling, harsh father. Neither is he an irresponsible, distant, uncaring father. No. Now, I'm not saying don't make any plans at all. Don't be a good servant. I'm saying God wants us to seek first this relationship of sonship. Seek first His kingdom, and these other things will be added as we walk towards them. Knowing God as your divine Father and you as His divine child is where God wants you to be. Like pre-fall Adam, naked before God, he knew that God would express himself and reveal himself to him and through him to everything and everyone around him. Now we need to be there. We are called to live son-conscious, not sin-conscious lives. We are to live a relationship. We are not given a license to live as we please. We are under grace, God's favor, undeserved. We are not under the strict regime, oppressive law. We are freed from guilt. We are freed from shame. We are freed from condemnation. We are to be living in our inheritance, not as an orphan, not as a slave. We need to be living in a place of knowing that without God, I am immediately and completely undone. That I am totally dependent upon Him. If you live like this, you will see heaven open. You will see provisions come. And you will see the supernatural happen. That's how Jesus lived. Now He calls us to get yoked with Him as a son, that He will show us how to enter into His rest. Jesus is the divine template of sonship. He is the pattern. Now, one thing I have come to understand over many years is that sonship is first and foremost a relationship. It's not a position that one holds. And I have learned it in the following way. Let's talk about missing the mark. God has always wanted sons and daughters. And He has always wanted to be their father, that He could reveal Himself through them to the world, through His Son Jesus to the world, and now through us to the world. In the Bible, sin is defined as missing the mark, missing the point, falling short of the glory He has for us. Like a high jumper missing the pole completely and going underneath it. Sonship is the pole. Sonship is the ball. Sonship is the mark. Sonship is the whole point of our relationship. Let me try and explain it this way. Adultery is a sin. Absolutely. But more than that, it is the fruit of the root sin. The root sin is that we are missing the point of our relationship as sons. And so therefore, adultery and other things are simply the fruit that that root bears. True sons make changes in their life in response to their spiritual father. They are willing to change. They are not permanently trying to change their father or lower the bar or rub out the mark. This means that you and I are not to impose our beliefs and our decisions, forcing them into Scripture to try and make it fit what we have already decided to believe or do. No. We don't try and change the Word. The Word will change us. Now I want to talk today about the revealing of the sons of God. The making known of who the children of God actually really are. It's a mystical work of grace. God does it. And it's beyond the comprehension definitely of myself, and probably of most of us can't understand it. It is a mystery, still waiting to be revealed. It has not yet happened. 1 John 3, verse 2, in the Passion Translation. Beloved, we are God's children right now. However, it is not yet apparent what we will become. But we do know that when it is finally made visible, we shall be just like him, for we will see him as he truly is. Oh, you can meditate a long time on that verse. Many people still don't really know who they are in Christ. And so they are still thinking Christianity is something you do instead of something you are. Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship with Jesus Christ, who is alive. People get confused that it's what you do instead of whose you are. How often do you hear me say that? As for me, I know that I am a child of God. Not because I'm worth it, not because I deserve it, not because I'm good enough or clever enough, oh, anything but. But simply by the new birth. Through my faith in Jesus Christ, I am born again by the Spirit of God. And this birth has created in me a new creation. Man, the old Pete was crucified with Jesus on the cross. You might have to practice saying over and over and over again this little sentence. God is my father. I am his child. You might have to say that 1,000 times until you get it, until the revelation hits you and it goes from your head knowledge into your heart knowledge. Because when it does that, your DNA will change and you will step into a freedom you never knew possible. The freedom of sonship. Not orphanhood. Now I want to remind you, you were not designed to live your life as a beggar before God, always working and striving and fighting to belong and be loved and stay loved. No. You were not designed for defeat like that. You were designed for a victorious life, resting in God and receiving from him a lifestyle of his joy, his righteousness, and his Holy Spirit power. Now, to rewrite this next chapter of your life, to write it afresh, because it hasn't yet been written, you need to partner with God according to what he says in his word, the Bible, so that you may live strong and finish strong in the winner's change room. As we come to a time of prayer now, I want to invite you just there where you are, just respond to God in your own words about anything that I might have said today that has touched your heart and stirred you. Maybe that sentence, God is my Father, I am his son. But whatever you do today, be real with God. Invite him into your life to come and help you, and he will. And most of all, thank him for what he is doing today in answer to your prayer and what he is still going to do. If you don't know Jesus as your King and as your Savior, then right there where you are, you can ask him, Jesus, please show me. Give me a sign that I will understand, that I may know this is you and that you are alive and real. And keep doing that. Search for him. Search for him. He says you will find him when you seek him with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul. Seek him with your whole being. He is worthy. But hear this, God does not just answer casual inquiries. He's not some ATM or some magic eight ball and you just roll it and the answer. No, he is God, Almighty God. Let's just respond this morning. Father, I want to thank you that we don't have to perform. We don't have to meet a lot of religious rituals and laws of do's and don'ts. I thank you, Lord, that you in your grace have set us free from that. You set us free from the power that sin had over us. You set us free from its guilt and its shame and its punishment. You set us free from the works of the enemy. Yes, we are. We warfare against them and we have to stand against them. I understand that, my Father. But even that you make possible for us. And I just want to thank you today for the spirit of sonship, for that royal robe of righteousness, for that official ring on my finger, that I belong and that I may conduct business in the name of the Father. I thank you for the sandals of sonship, just my size, my provision for my walk on this earth, all sorted in you. Amazing, Lord, thank you for the spirit of sonship. I pray today that you would tear down the stronghold of stinking thinking called an orphan spirit. And I pray for those who don't yet know you, Lord, that they will come to a knowledge of the truth, that you are alive, that they may receive you as their Lord, as their King, as their Master. do a mighty work today, I pray. And Father, thank you for what you're doing now and what you are still going to do in answer to our prayers. I want to stand in agreement with those who have prayed their own prayer today. And I want to say, Lord, do it. Help your people, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. All for your glory. Amen and amen. Did I say, that's the lot and all I got. With love from me to you. Thank you for spending this time with me. If you benefited, share this video far and wide to help as many people as possible. And if you haven't subscribed, please do so. It helps me keep these videos coming. So until we meet again at the watering hole, be richly blessed. I love you with the love of the Lord, my friend. Enjoy the rest of your day.